With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's tariffs case set to go before the Supreme Court Wednesday morning. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The importance of this case cannot be overstated.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president must have emergency economic powers to impose tariffs and that the White House is optimistic.
We are 100% confident in the president and his team's legal arguments and the merits of the law in this case.
Justices will be deciding whether Donald Trump overstepped federal law to set sweeping import taxes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Off year elections Tuesday, as expected, Zohran Mamdani has been elected mayor of New York City, defeating Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa. In New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill elected governor, and California voters approving a plan to overhaul the state's districts. This is SRN News. The fall COVID vaccine season is off to a very slow start. The latest from correspondent Rich Thomason.
U.S. sales of its Comirnaty shots are down 25% after federal regulators narrowed recommendations on who should get the shots. Approval of updated shots also came several weeks later than usual, and Pfizer says that hurt sales as well. Many Americans get vaccinations in the fall, and experts say interest in COVID-19 shots has been on the decline, a trend that they say could pick up this fall. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Philippine disaster response officials say that Typhoon Kalmagi has left now at least 26 people dead. Authorities say most of the victims died in very heavy floodwaters. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on faith.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds about two-thirds of adults would prefer that the country be made up of people belonging to a variety of different religions, while the other one-third would rather the U.S. be predominantly Christian. Strong majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants would prefer the country was mostly Christian, as do 55% of Republican Party members. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawsuit filed by three residents in Dallas seeking to strike down dozens of ordinances they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law, passed 2 years ago, made it illegal for cities to enact statutes that promote the LGBT agenda or any other ideologies if they go about violating state law in Texas. This is SRN News. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey says the government shutdown is a political move by the Democratic leader in the Senate.
Chuck Schumer is trying to get his base lit up. He's trying to get them out to vote. And even though we all know that this is the Schumer shutdown, the fact is that he's trying to leverage that into higher turnout for New Jersey and Virginia.
Morrisey calling on Schumer to reopen the government now.
This is the Schumer shutdown, and Chuck Schumer can end all of this if he just comes and says, we're going to pass a clean CR.
Morrisey making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. War Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing another deadly strike on a drug boat in the eastern Pacific. Latest attack killed two people on board the vessel, bringing the death toll from the campaign up to at least 66 people. More details at srnnews.com.